Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening and stay connected.
So I have a question today. Have you ever had a day that was so wonderful that you wanted it to last forever? Yes. Perhaps you might call it the greatest day ever. Yes, you can remember those. So I recall mine. Well, it was one of many great days. I was 14. And it just so happened that this day, all my family was able to gather at the baseball stadium to watch me play a game. And on this day, somehow the stars aligned, and I stepped into the batter's box, and I reared back, and the pitch came, and boom, I smashed it. A home run, my first one ever. It was incredible, and my whole family was there to see it. And you know, what I recall most from that moment was not the excitement and joy that I found, but it was as I started to run down to first base, I looked over, and my sister, who was about your guy's age, was standing there with her fingers clenched to the fist, to the fence, captivated. And the look on her face, I'll never forget. She was just blown away by what had just happened. Now, this experience is something that we all share. Maybe not as far as baseball, but we have experiences like these. And we hear about one of these in this morning's gospel lesson. Did you know that the disciples had experiences like this? So in this morning's gospel, we hear about Jesus taking three of his disciples up to the mountain to pray. And as he is praying, something very strange happens. And his clothes suddenly begin to change and become as bright as a flash of lightning. I mean, without a doubt, Jesus' appearance this day takes the award for best dressed on the red carpet. And out of nowhere, after Jesus has all of a sudden become as bright as a flash of lightning, Moses and Elijah, two of Israel's stellar prophets, appear talking with Jesus. I mean, this is serious company. Truly, it's the elite, the best of the best. These folks eclipse any notion that we might have of all-stars. Now, if you can imagine, Peter is captivated. He's beyond himself with joy, with excitement, with wonder. And before he realizes it, he exclaims to Jesus that they should stop right there on the mountain and build three statues, three dwellings to capture this wonderful moment. Now you see, what Peter wasn't able to see in this moment was that this wonderful experience on the mountain was not a stopping place, but rather a starting place. It was a starting place for discovering the gift of God's salvation, which we discover in what we know as the Paschal mystery. And it is this mystery that we will ponder and head towards as we mark the beginning of Lent this week with Ash Wednesday. Now, we are blessed to experience a lot of wonderful days in our life. And the day that we discover God's unending love in Jesus is perhaps the greatest of all these days. But it's not a stopping place. It's a starting point for the greatest journey you or I will ever take. A journey that will lead us to grow in forgiveness, in fairness, in honesty, kindness, and love. So as you go from here today, I ask you to think about the wonderful, exciting moments of your life. And even take the time to ask your parents and grandparents about the wonderful, exciting moments of their lives. And after you share those stories, use that happiness, the visions that they cast as you go into the world. And if you do this, you will begin to see the world transfigured. So make sure to share your stories with your parents and grandparents and to ask them to tell you theirs. Okay? You can all go back to your seats. Our experience of life's ups and downs can lead us to the realization that the journey that we all take down the mountain into the foothills of daily life can present us with some of life's most challenging experiences. Perhaps the most common shared experience for us all is tied up in the emotions and feelings solicited when returning from a vacation. Who likes to return from a vacation? What are the challenges that we're faced with when returning from a vacation? Seldom does one return from such an experience without the inspiration and wonder of capturing something like it again. Which brings us to Peter's inspiration and desire to capture and to memorialize the magnificence of his experience in this morning's gospel. You see, Peter's actions express the human longing both to honor those who are important to us and to preserve in some way our glimpse of divine transcendence. Much in the same way that family photos capture those transcendent moments experienced in vacations. What are some of those moments that you recall? Photos, they serve as tokens that provide us with numerous glimpses into divine joy and the wonder of love. Think of all the tokens that mark humanity's transcendent moments. Statues, edifices, trophies, coins, all seeking to capture and mark humanity's quest. The body of Christ quest. To guide us into the direction of a transcendent life. Was Peter's desire to hallmark this experience wrong? Nowhere in this morning's text does one find the response, no. But Peter's desire, his actions this morning, they remind us of the times when we find ourselves faced with the uncertainty of the mundane. Moments where we want to contain the light that we've seen in these transcendent experiences for the fear that we might lose it. Like Peter, we want to preserve it forever for the fear that it will run out. And yet, like Peter and the other disciples, Jesus, the light of this world leads us back down the mountain to face the struggles that are inherent in life. And this, my friends, is the joy of life. The fact that God arouses us gives us the opportunity to capture insight into God's kingdom. At the same time, stirring in us the desire to share in the responsibility of helping to unveil its light more and more, little by little. My friends, Jesus doesn't expect us to stand back and to be spectators. No, He expects us to be His companions in reciprocating God's love to the world. Life's wonderful moments provide us with the opportunity to view this love, to view life through a transfigured set of glasses. To view history as a record of the impossible, while capturing a glimpse of the unimagined possibility of the future. A future filled with the opportunity for greatness, for transcendence, where we are able to unlock the potential to become who we truly are, transformed in the likeness and light of Christ. Now, this journey towards greatness, towards transcendence, is uncertain. And that's what makes it exciting and rewarding. When we stop at the top of the mountains, at the peaks of our life, becoming passive and complacent, we become complicit in our own defeat. God sends us down the mountain in order that we might risk unlocking the innate gifts we have that prick the consciousness of our potential. God is calling us. God is calling you to a life of greater promise and possibility. To be open to meeting God in the most ordinary and mundane places and experiences. And so this day I ask, where will you see God next? Where will you touch God next? Where will God lead you to be transfigured with Jesus? How will God transfigure today and tomorrow and the day after and the day after that to be the greatest day ever? All of us, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another.